USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and many people are still missing as they had to evacuate their home. President Trump in California on Saturday.
I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. Gotta take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest, very important.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not willingly travel to the United States to face charges filed under a seal against him. That's at least according to his attorney. Assange is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Jennie-O Turkey is recalling more than 91,000 pounds of raw turkey in an ongoing salmonella outbreak. So far, this outbreak has resulted in one death and 164 illnesses in 35 states. The products being recalled include one-pound packages of raw ground turkey that were sold nationwide and had a use-by date of October 1st or 2nd. Dr. Colin Bassler is with the CDC. He explains some of the symptoms you might see from salmonella poisoning.
Most people get sick between 12 and 72 hours after coming into contact with salmonella bacteria. Most people will get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and a fever.
Dr. Bassler also says,
we really want to make sure that people are washing their hands after handling raw turkey, making sure that people are cooking turkey to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If you cook turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees, this strain of salmonella should die.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are many great people to look up to as leaders, one of them being Sir Winston Churchill. Now, Churchill stood firmly in his beliefs when everyone doubted him. He was a visionary leader in most people's opinion and immune from the consensus of the day. Well, I had a chance to chat with Andrew Roberts. He's the author of a new book titled Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And one of the things I asked him was what today's leaders can learn from Churchill.
An enormous amount. The whole book really is a story of the secrets of Churchill's leadership techniques. His physical courage, of course, was innate to him, but also his moral courage, his willingness not to use focus groups or opinion polls, but entirely to say what he believed and what he thought the future should be. He had great foresight, not just to see the Nazis and Hitler before the Second World War for what they were, but also after the Second World War. He was able to see the Soviets and Stalin in their real colours as well, and said so very bravely in his Iron Curtain speech, which was denounced by everybody, but was very soon proved to be correct. He also was a tremendously eloquent man, and he worked immensely hard on his speeches. He wrote all his own speeches. And so I think that those are three things there that that most leaders throughout history have been able to see as really great qualities.
Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.